naturalization cases have changed over the 37 years I've been doing this. Used to be that the form was 2 pages, and you could do a 5-minute interview with a client, have your secretary type up the application, client signs, you sign off, it goes. You don't go to the interview, client gets naturalized. It used to be, and I did that for probably 15 years, and you could charge a relatively low fee and make money on them. It's wholly different now. I don't think you can have a legal assistant or some other non-lawyer interview a naturalization applicant. I think it has to be you if you're going to represent the person. I also think you have to go to the interview because for some reasons, even though they try to act like you're not there, the interviewing officers are less outrageous when there's a lawyer watching them and taking notes. They don't know what we're up to, but they think we're up to something. And that's good. It controls their behavior a little bit. I did not go to the cut-up, cut-down interview. Mistake. There's something else, and this is something else that we're embarrassed to talk about. It's fees. I can't charge for a naturalization case what I charged 15 years ago when it was a 2-page form. Four, I guess it was by then, a 4-page form and 5 or 10 minutes of my time. In fact, it's probably accurate to say that my fees on NATS cases have gone up commensurate with the number of pages in the application. And that's a lot. I think we're at 22 now. I am now going to not read my paper because I don't believe in doing that. That's why I don't have slides up there. I'm going to kind of expand on some of the things that I say in my paper. I recommend my paper to you. It took me a lot of work, and it might even be worth reading. One of my first points is know the facts. You got to know where your client's been, what they've done, and who they are. And you, when you're interviewing the client, you chew and chew and then come back and chew some more, and particularly about criminal issues or other encounters with immigration, you work them over. And if you have a reasonable suspicion that they have something in their background or encounters with immigration, use the Freedom of Information Act liberally. And you charge for this, but use the FOIA liberally because you will get stuff about some clients that will make you wipe your brow and say, oh, thank God, I didn't believe them. You can FOIA CBP. You can use the OBIM FOIA mechanism for ICE. You can FOIA the regular standard one to USCIS. And you can get information out of those bunks. And it'll save you the kind of embarrassment that I suffered about 2 weeks ago when I was sitting in on an ass interview. My client looked like a Barbie doll and acted like one and said she'd never had any encounters with immigration. And the examiner's sitting there looking at a picture of her on a piece of paper. And I had done her adjustment. I'd done her NATS. She had told me every time, no, I've never had any contact with immigration. The examiner pulled out the piece of paper. My client comes to Jesus. I felt like an idiot or like I was trying to hide something. So to work your client over to get the facts. If I didn't do the adjustment, and I'm out in the woods, and so a lot of cases I get for naturalization, I did the adjustment before or the visa processing. If I didn't do it, I almost always get the file. And the reason I do that is because what immigration does now, their favorite thing, is when you come in with a naturalization application, they look at your file in which you got your permanent residence, find some actual or perceived defect in that file, and tell you, no, you're not eligible for naturalization, you procured your residence unlawfully, and we're coming after you. And they do that, and they do that based on looking at the old file. So get it, and go over it with the client. Particularly those nice old folks who got legal through the SAW or amnesty, sorry, it's called amnesty, the legalization provision of Section 245. They wrote down where they lived, what dates, where they worked, what dates, what they were doing, and we're talking about the early to mid-1980s. The examiner will ask them what they did. What kind of fruits and vegetables were they picking during those 110 days in early 1986 that was the basis for their special agricultural worker application? I couldn't tell you what I was doing in the first 4 months of 1986. I don't know. And it's not reasonable to expect me to know. But immigration likes doing stuff like that. They like finding something in a file so lets them say, aha. So go ahead, you know, charge them $250 to FOIA the file and share it with them and let them, you know, focus on some of the things that might be dangerous. One of my other instructions is don't lie and don't lie and make sure your client does not lie to the extent you can.